It's time to wrap up tonight's show with the 3-4-3.
3-4-3.
Three local stories, four headlines from around the world, and three things that made you smile about the game.
Atlanta Soccer Tonight is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Welcome back. It is time for the final segment of Atlanta Soccer Tonight. Show has flown by tonight. I'm Jason Longshore, joined by Madison Cruz, and it's time for the 3-4-3 brought to you by Ford. Visit your local Ford dealer. It's three local stories. It's four headlines. It's three things that make us smile about the game that we love so much. Let's start with number one on the local side, Atlanta United 2. They beat Orlando City B 3-0 on Sunday night in Central Florida. It was supposed to be on Friday night in Kennesaw. Field was unplayable. They go to Orlando. Second straight game that Atlanta United 2's had to go on the road. They haven't lost either one of those, by the way. They are five straight without a loss. Kamen Togashi with two goals. Gabriel Wiese scored his third goal of the season. Academy goalkeeper Jonathan Ransom, first game of the year. Second clean sheet of the year. Youngest to have a clean sheet in Atlanta United 2 history. A big, big performance for the Twos on Sunday night.
Listen, you stole the words right out of my mouth. I was going to say that as well. Jonathan Ransom becoming the youngest goalkeeper to keep a clean sheet. That's crazy, especially for the Twos. You're seeing so much academy talent, I think, in the Twos this season, especially a Gabriel Wiese as well. It's fun to watch. And listen, I'll say it here. When we're back at Fifth Third, when we're back in Kennesaw, y'all got to come out. You got to come out and support the Twos because they are a fun, fun, fun group to watch.
Let's hope that when we're supposed to be back, we're back in Kennesaw. Let's hope. Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed, everybody.
Fingers crossed. Come on, Scrappy. Get the job done. Let's move to the WPSL, a league that we really have, I think, fallen in love with over the past couple of seasons here locally. Five teams in the Peachtree Division this season. Some teams a couple games in. Some teams haven't played a league game yet. You have five teams in the division. They'll play everybody home and away. Right now, Chattanooga, Decatur, both one game played, one win. Atlanta Fire United, they've played twice, they've won once. UFA Gunners have played twice and lost twice. And Georgia Impact has not played yet, but that will change this weekend. They go to Chattanooga on Friday night. Decatur hosts UFA Gunners on Friday night as well. Be an amazing crowd in downtown Decatur for that one. And then Sunday, UFA Gunners play again. Georgia Impact plays again, but it's the home opener at Cherokee High School in Canton. We've had a chance to see these teams a little bit. I saw some of Decatur's intra-squad scrimmage and the Georgia Impact intra-squad scrimmage. You saw the Impact intra-squad scrimmage. What are you looking forward to for Sunday when Georgia Impact is back in Canton and we'll be on the call?
Oh, I'm excited because I think, especially with the group that we saw, that there's a lot of new faces, but a lot of the talent that was there last season is back again as well. So you got a whole bunch of new players coming in and who are going to be standouts there. Maddie Hook is one. You also have Charlie Bernal of Kennesaw State. She's going to be back as well. You have a lot of consistent faces in this Georgia Impact group, which is huge, but you also have a lot of really talented new faces who are stepping in as well. And it's going to be a good blend. I'm very excited to see the first match of the season on Friday and be at Reformation up in Canton with everyone there for the watch party to cover stuff for Impact this season. And I'm also really excited for the home opener because it's going to be a ton of fun. I'm very excited to be on the call.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun one on Sunday. Some really exciting new talent for Georgia Impact. Some exciting new talent for Decatur FC as well. Looks like maybe those are the two teams that'll be fighting it out this season in WPSL. Don't discount Chattanooga, though, and I think we'll get a good sense of how things are on Friday night with Chattanooga hosting Georgia Impact. Let's move on to number three on the local side. Yesterday, had the chance to go up to Cumming, Georgia, NoFo Brewing, North Forsyth. Cool brewery that I had not had the chance to visit. And the reason why I was there, and I'm talking about it on a soccer show, is NoFo is a partner of Walsall FC in England, who was playing in a promotion final trying to get to the third division in the English pyramid. They unfortunately came up short in that one, 1-0 to AFC Wimbledon. But I had a chance to talk to Joe Garcia, the CEO of NoFo Brewing, and I asked him, How did this all come about? Why is a brewery from Forsyth County in Georgia on the front of the training shirt for a 100-plus-year-old English professional soccer team? Here's what Joe had to say.
Business partners Brian and Shannon Miles are part of the investor group that bought both Walsall FC and Drogheda United. So pretty soon after, you know, Brian's wheels got spinning and he was like, beer, football, you know, it's probably not a better combo. So how do we get our brand over there? And that was a few years ago. And we launched in England first and then recently in Ireland as well. So our beer's on draft in both stadiums and we're in distribution in over 100 accounts across the UK.
Really,
my business partners.
Really cool to see a huge crowd for this game at NoFo Brewing incoming on Memorial Day morning. It was a 10 a.m. kickoff. We're going to be doing more with NoFo Brewing, and you'll be able to hear the whole conversation with myself and Joe tomorrow on the SDH Network. Instagram is at Soccer Down Here, on YouTube as well, youtube.com Soccer Down Here. And there will be plenty more to come with our new friends at NoFo Brewing. Let's get into the headlines, and we're going to get very Club World Cup focused here because we're very close to the competition starting, less than 3 weeks away. Lots of things bubbling up with this competition. Number one on the headlines, reports on Cristiano Ronaldo. His team didn't qualify, but it might not be his team much longer. Al Nassr, who didn't win anything in Saudi Arabia this year, they're regressing with Ronaldo there. And he kind of gave you some cryptic social media posts on Monday as the season ended that maybe a chapter is closing and a new one might be starting. There's rumors in Brazil that an unnamed Brazilian club has made an offer, a lucrative offer, for him to come in for the Club World Cup. There's been talk out of Mexico that Monterrey is trying to reunite Sergio Ramos and Cristiano Ronaldo. There is a very low-tier source trying to say that Miami wants to bring in Cristiano Ronaldo and pair him with Messi. What do you think about Cristiano Ronaldo in the Club World Cup?
Oh, wow. First of all, if that ends up happening, then we get to see Messi, Busquets, Suarez, Alba, and Cristiano Ronaldo.
I can tell you that much.
I'm like, whoa, that would be insane. Like, I would have thought I'd seen everything. So I thought I would have seen everything, and then I would have seen that, and I was like, whoa. No, I mean, it makes sense, especially with the new FIFA deadline rule, especially for the block of the World Cup. You would anticipate clubs wanting to do that, and why not go after one of the biggest soccer players in the world as well, you know, especially if he's coming out of contract. You know, if you get an opportunity to try to get someone like that on your team to hopefully try to get you forward and to win Club World Cup, it makes sense. I wouldn't be shocked if you see other teams doing it with other big powerhouses in Premier League, in other clubs around the world. I wouldn't be shocked if you see some offers made or some bigger offers.
Yeah, maybe. I think he's a weird one where the only place that could possibly pay him the same like kind of money that he was making at Al Nassr, and he is out of contract at the end of June. If you want to get him, you're going to have to pay Al Nassr to let him go a little bit early.
Yeah.
Al Hilal from Saudi Arabia, they're in the competition. And
yeah.
I don't know. They have some players in his position, but who knows? Anything can happen. Stay tuned on that one. Speaking of getting guys out of a deal early, let's move on to number two on the headlines quickly. Trent Alexander-Arnold, we know he's going to Real Madrid. We know it's going to happen when his contract is up with Liverpool. That's June 30th. The competition starts June 14th, and now the price keeps going up. A deal hasn't gotten done yet. We had reported before that the reports out of Spain and England were $1 million to get him out of his contract a month early. Now, according to El Chiringuito in Spanish television, it's $5 million to get him out of his contract a month early. Whew, that feels excessive.
That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money.
For a couple weeks.
Yeah, like that's a lot. That's
for like three games. Now, I think you could play the group stage and then he could be registered for the knockout rounds and play in July, I think.
But you want him to be there for the very beginning.
You do, but $5 million.
Yeah, $5 million, it seems like a lot. And that's just
crazy.
Yeah.
I'm not so sure on that one. We'll see what ends up happening there. Real Madrid's going into this tournament in a big, big way with Xabi Alonso in charge now. Number three, another couple of teams who are trying to get into the tournament. It's LAFC and Club America on Saturday night, 10:30 Eastern time. You can watch on DAZN. This is at BMO Stadium in Los Angeles, but it's not going to be an LAFC home game. It's being treated as a neutral site venue by FIFA. They're managing the match. So it will look and feel a little bit different. It's sold out. It's going to be intense. The winner gets into the tournament and will pocket right under $10 million. This is the most lucrative game that a Major League Soccer club has ever played in. We'll see if LAFC can handle the pressure. Club America, they lost in the Liga MX final over the weekend to Toluca, so they're going to be fired up for this one to try to get into the Club World Cup. And number four on the headline, speaking of those two teams, the winner will open the tournament here in Atlanta against Chelsea on June 16th. Chelsea plays in the Europa Conference League final tomorrow against Real Betis from Spain. Craziest stat that I've read about this game. Last nine times a Spanish team has played an English team in a final in European competition, the Spanish team has won. The last nine times Liverpool beat Alaves in like 2001. That's the last time that an English team beat a Spanish team in a European final.
That's crazy. Like, yeah. That's nuts. That'll be interesting, especially, you know, as we're getting closer to Club World Cup. You know, those are the games that I think can help give a little momentum and a little bit of drive heading forward, especially as you get ready for those first couple matches. It's kind of like is going back to LAFC facing Club America, too. Club America is going to have a chip on their shoulder for not winning the Liga MX final. Like, they're going to have a chip on their shoulder going into this one because they're going to want to compete. They're going to want to go in. LAFC is also going to have a chip on their shoulder because, again, it's the most lucrative match an MLS club has ever played. And they're also going to want to make history, and they're going to want to jump into this as well and join the likes of Seattle and Inter Miami as well. So you got a lot to play for. You got a lot to play for in these couple of matches since the Premier League season's over. Chelsea's going to be coming into this one. They're going to want to win. They're going to want to win to help push them forward, especially heading into Club World Cup.
Yeah, one element to that game tomorrow, Betis finished the La Liga season on Friday night. Chelsea played at Nottingham Forest in a game they had to win to clinch Champions League for next year on Sunday, and they won that. We'll see if they have to rotate to get a lot. Betis has got a bunch of injuries, so it's a kind of a weird one tomorrow. You can watch it on Paramount Plus. We'll see how that one ends up looking. All right, quickly, three things that make us smile about the game that we love so much. Number one for me, a team I talked about, I think last week, Platense in Argentina. Los Calamares, the Squids. I'm not kidding. They're called the Squids. It's crazy. They have the greatest mascot in the history of mascots. I've seen videos of the mascot dancing now, which is insanity. They are a team in Argentina who has never won a first division title. They've only won three league titles at any division in their history of, I think, 120 years or something like that. They're in the final now. They won 1-0 against San Lorenzo over the weekend. They will be playing in the final against Huracan, who is a kind of an old school top team in Argentina, but hasn't really been that in a while. It's not Boca, it's not River, it's not the top teams. It's Platense and Huracan in the final in Argentina, and I am all in for the Squid, pulling for the Squid, white and brown uniformed. It's the weirdest thing I've ever seen, but go Platense in the Argentine final. What's something that makes you smile about this game, Maddie?
I'm going to go back to WPSL because I'm very excited for this season to start off, especially since there's so much things happening with WPSL too, especially next year with the pro teams and the pro season going to be starting up as well. That's going to be a ton of fun. But Georgia Impact starting up this Thursday, I think that is going to be such a fun game. It's going to be a fun atmosphere being at Reformation to kick off the season for them. And it's going to be an even fun home atmosphere as well, June 1st. So come on out to Canton, come out to Cherokee High School if you can.
Yeah, if you're on the north side, Reformation Brewery for the watch party on Friday night, 7 o'clock for that kickoff, and then the game in Canton at Cherokee High School Sunday at 6. And don't forget, Friday night in Decatur, Decatur FC plays at 7 o'clock in downtown Decatur. Cool atmospheres on both sides for women's soccer. Number three on the things that make me smile, the academy players rocking out for Atlanta United 2 over the weekend, Jono Ransom, Gabriel Wiese. And the homegrown's doing the same thing for the first team. I mean, Jay Fortune and Matt Edwards were maybe the two best players on the pitch for Atlanta United at the Benz. We'll see if they can continue it tomorrow night against Orlando. 6:30 for the pregame, 7:40 for the kickoff. You can listen to it all right here on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. That's going to do it for us. Thank you for hanging out with us. AST back next Tuesday at 10 o'clock. Adios, everybody.